When people leave this world, normally we all say, such a nice guy. Diogo was really a nice guy. He had my agent, he had my structure, so of course I knew a lot about him. And people in Liverpool, they know what I'm saying is the truth. He's a kid that nothing was easy for him. He had to fight to arrive where he arrived. He was not from this generation. He was not chasing a protagonism. It was the protagonism that found him because of his talent. And the history is something really crazy. Three kids that stay without a dad. A young woman without his husband, the parents they lose both sons. It's crazy. It's difficult to understand. Maybe one day we will understand, but not now.
No, of course not. I think you met him personally, you say, a few times. It's going to leave an enormous gap at Liverpool. Difficult for all those players to come to terms with all of this.
It happened with me many years ago when I was working with Mr. Robson at Porto. One of our boys, also a left boy, died on a car crash, and the team was champion. And instead of the boys suffering alone, was like the group as a group suffering together and trying to fight for his memory. It was a boy called Rui Felipe, and we were champions, I think, for him. So I think in Liverpool they are going to suffer together, also the fans. I think the club is also a fantastic club. I think they already decided or are deciding to take away the shirt number 20. So I think he will be always at Tamfield, he will be always part of the family, and maybe they lose a player, but maybe they win even more soul than what they have.